This is Leo Babiu for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio, and it is coming up on the autumnal equinox, and that almost every year for the last 10 coincides with the onset of a really fun tradition, the Lake Superior 2020 Studio and Art Tour. And I have in the studio with me today two people who spend a lot of time thinking about the 2020 tour. I've got Paul Zoldan and Gail Rosenquist in the studio with me today. Welcome to our humble radio abode, folks.
Thank you for having us. This is great.
How long have you been primary organizers of this annual Fun Fest, Fun and Art Fest? You've lost count.
Four years.
4 years. And we had this pandemic thingy going on, so you really took up the mantle at an opportune time to have a few more challenges than maybe the people that came before you.
Yeah, during the pandemic, the 2020, our tour was online only. And so we had people just displaying their art online and then having customers contact them.
Well, you're particularly talking then about 2020.
Right.
The year 2020.
The year 2020.
When it would have been a great coincidence with the title of your art tour, the 2020. Oh, for folks who are wondering, because a lot of us take this for granted, what the heck does 2020 allude to in the title of the tour?
Well, the original people put together this idea, developed this idea, and they realized that it was 20 artists within about a 20-mile range.
Yeah.
So that's where the idea came from.
Do you know what the first year that the driving around to 20 artists within 20 miles, when that began?
Let's see.
Because I'm losing it math-wise with the pandemic year.
First year was 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. The first discussions of it were in 2009.
Okay.
And 2009. And then in 2010 was the first actual formal tour.
So in just over a decade, if my math serves me right, the 2020, I don't know about the 20 miles part, but you've got considerably more than 20 artists now in the 2022. We're going to say a lot of 20s on this show. But Gail and Paul, so it's been a success, a real rousing success. Is that the take-home message? And you want to tell us about what's on tap for this year, number of artists, sites, and even talking about what the exhibit sites are, because they are no longer simply studios. Give us kind of a view of what the 2022 version of the 2020 is.
Well, last year began including local farmers, small farms, small sustainable farms in the region, because they really are an integral part of what's going on out in Clover Valley, and that's mainly where the four farms are. We have four farms now. Last year it was three.
Oh, and who is what is the new farm homestead that's included this year?
The new farm is Boreal Bounty Farm.
Oh, okay. Pat Berger's.
Pat and Steve Berger.
Okay.
Yep. Each farm hosts several artists, which was the original idea. We were talking to Justin.
Justin.
Osagen.
Justin Osagen.
Osagen. And he knew some of the artists, and he said, well, maybe I could have the artists be here. We've got nice space. So it started with that idea, and we talked to Bianca and Alex and Shoreview Natives. And pulling them in is kind of celebrating more of the community. And
yeah, last week I had a chance to speak with Sean McManus, who's a stone sculptor who I believe is going to be actually at your studio site during the art tour. He used the expression, you can't swing a stick without hitting an artist in some neck of the woods. And I said, well, that's a heck of a thing to do to an artist. But it is kind of true that we have our fair share of both artists and people who are back on the land trying to grow diverse crops, mainly food crops these days. And so it's a really neat connection that you're making.
Yeah.
And that's been going on for the last 2 years?
This is the second year.
Okay. I counted that there were as many as 43 listed artists in your beautiful, do we call this a brochure? A brochure. It's available in a lot of places. I won't try to direct people to where they can find it physically, but I'm sure that they can find the same information online at lakesuperior2020.com. Is that right?
Correct.
I don't know who would like to take on just kind of reviewing just what you've got going at 14 different sites, 4 farm sites and 10 other studios. What gamut of artists that you have to offer the public is, or is it fair to just name a few?
It's difficult because, I mean, we would like to highlight every single artist that's on the tour. And through our website and Facebook page, we have been highlighting every single artist. And I think that we just finished just yesterday with the last artist. So they've all been highlighted over the last few weeks, months.
Wow.
And
so that seems like somebody's got some attention to detail on your social media there.
Yeah. So not only pictures of their artwork, but also personal pictures of themselves and then connections to their websites if somebody wants to further research that artist.
Great.
There's a new site this year, and it's Studio TW, and that's Todd White. He's the host artist at that site, and he has one guest artist, Jonathan Wahlberg, who's a potter from Washburn, Wisconsin.
Okay, and I see that new studio site looks like it's along North Shore Drive?
Yes.
So just physically, in terms of the lay of the landscape, where the sites fit into the map of northern Minnesota, we have a studio site, JB, looks like the southwesternmost. And
that's near the Safe Harbor.
Okay, the McQuaid Safe Harbor.
Yes.
And then we have a couple of sites that are northern and easternmost. We get into Lake County for somebody. Are they up Highway 3 or something called the Loop Road EC studio?
Yeah, Emily Christensen is up there, and Jackie Olson is her guest artist.
Okay, and...
And this is the second year that Emily has participated,
okay.
And also Jackie Olson is the second year.
Okay, so that, has this changed at all in terms of the scope of the spread of, or are we just, over the years, we've had new people... New sites come and go. Is it still? It never was 20 studios in 20 miles. It
right.
was all. I don't know how many sites there were when there were 20 artists, but you probably have more sites than ever.
And I think this is the most sites we've ever had. Yeah, and there were 2 sites that just decided that the tour wasn't for them. They're doing something else, so they stopped.
Okay, it's starting this Friday, right? September 23rd. What are the particulars? When does the studio art tour run and the hours?
23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, 10 to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 10 5.
10 to 5, okay. And do we know, and we call this a rain or shine event?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Has it ever been rainy before? Or
yes.
Do you just have you just have golden luck? No?
No,
not so?
There's been rain and sleet. I don't think we've had snow. But it's amazing how people show up.
It doesn't seem to deter people if the conditions are funky?
No, and like all the road construction that's going on, that's not going to deter anybody from taking... and going on the tour.
Although,
it's just another dirt road.
Yes. Although all we can say to folks is that roads are under construction in the greater Two Harbors, Clover Valley area, and you may encounter unusual road surfaces.
Yes.
But that would not discourage somebody who wanted to see one of their favorite artists, would it?
And many people come up from the cities, so they come a long way.
And so...
They're not going to be rained out.
And so they may be staying at accommodations somewhere. So, in fact, this 2020 art tour is a serious contributor to the local economy. Have you ever done an economic impact analysis?
No, we have not.
No. But it's proven to be lucrative enough or satisfying enough that you've had many artists return for many years. Of the, like, 43 that I see here, are a number of them, you know, people who have been around for more than a handful of years? People go back 8 or 10 years?
Yes. Yes.
And some have dropped out just over time. They just are doing other things.
And I guess along with that, with the thought of people coming back or the community involvement anyway, we have sponsors that also give us money that we put towards our brochures and also advertising in the newspapers and on the radios.
Right.
Let's see, this year we have 5 sponsors, 47 Degrees Gallery in Knife River, and Russ Kendall's Smokehouse, that's in Knife River also. Cedar Coffee Company, they're located just outside of Two Harbors, and Soul Glimp Bed and Breakfast. They're out on Park Point in Duluth. And DLH Clothing, they are also in Duluth. And one other is Harbor Rail, and they are in Two Harbors.
Catty Corner from the post office, I think, is
yes, and they
app
are,
description.
They're yeah. a sponsor also, and we're really appreciative to all of them.
And I think I neglected to bring up the fact that not only do you have 43 well-advertised and depicted artists in your brochure, but there are pop-up artists every year. You want to talk about what that includes and what that means? It's more than a pop-up book. It's not just a two-dimensional artist that pops out of a book. It's a real live human.
Well, pop-up artists are juried also into the tour. Many of them are recommended by hosts. Yeah, host artists. And so the pop-up artists go through a jury process, and our jury decides whether or not they would like them to be in the show. They're given a smaller space.
Sure.
And then also it's a reduced fee for them to be in the tour. It's generally just a way of some artist to try out the tour, to see if the tour is a good fit for them. Also, it's an artist that's just beginning. They might only have a few pieces of work. And so it's a way of them to try out the tour and see if they are producing what people might want to see and want to buy.
Right. So it wouldn't necessarily mean that they're a younger artist, because we know people
right.
take up all kinds of disciplines at all ages now. It's not just for art students anymore.
Right. And yeah, so it's either beginning artists or else it's just artists that are well established and they just want to try the tour.
Yes, they're dipping their toe in rather than diving into the
right.
deep end the first year.
Right.
When I look at this lovely brochure, Paul or Gail, would I find that several or more of the existing full space exhibitors started as pop-up artists? Are you aware of some?
Oh, yes. Luke Kresak, he started out as a pop-up artist, and now he's guest artist at Little Chili Farm.
Okay, at one of the local farms.
And another pop-up artist was Brigitte Getten, and she is at Shelley Getten's site, and she started as a pop-up artist.
Okay.
So we got two there.
We know of two. There might be more, and who knows if this year's pop-up artists will be people that we'll be catching down the road as exhibiting in the future. But it is interesting to know that these are kind of like surprises along the way, the pop-up artists. I kind of like that, but I guess there are some people that want to know, well, where do I go to find those pop-up artists? You know, the people that want to know everything about everything, take all the mystery out of it. What can you say to those people?
Let's see.
Get over it. Embrace the surprise. Is that what you mean, Gail?
Yes, I'm
just
sorry.
Go with the flow.
Let's see. I'm thinking that they are going to be mentioned on our Facebook website
later in the week.
And so like right as the event is unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
So the kind of the mystery will be revealed a little bit, but we have a little suspense. I like it that you're keeping people waiting.
Yeah.
And I have an odd question, which is it always seems that fall starts rearing its head and showing us some cooler temps as this weekend rolls on. I remember distinctly some Sundays where, as things are ending, that I can just distinctly feel November whispering to us. You ever get that feeling that that's what happens this weekend? It's a turning point at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be the weekend of the year that you've picked, because it's just a time of change in the year.
Because now this year, you know, it seems like we're a week ahead in September, and other years we're like, right, really, it seems like we're really closer to October.
Yeah.
But closer to October in that the trees have already changed and
right.
they're starting to drift down and we're getting a few snowflakes in the air. But this year definitely, you know, things haven't turned that dramatic yet.
No, there's a lot of greenery still out there, but yet we know how quickly things can start to shift. We get a couple of cold nights, frost on the pumpkin, and then suddenly, oh, it's that time of the year again. Not just the 2020 art tour, but it's fall. It just seems like a special time of year for you to have planned this. And I guess I was just curious that over the years you figured out that you can't go much later without a bigger risk of the weather being a bigger factor.
Right.
The week before is the online marathon.
Oh, or the inline marathon?
The inline online. No, it's online.
Wait a second. What are we talking? Are we talking about rollerblading?
Yes, yes. Okay. And so we've talked about making it earlier, but not later.
And in the first few years that the tour was being run, it was two weekends. So that's a debate every year. You know, we get done with the tour, and then we ask the question again, you know, do you want to have it two weekends, or are you satisfied with one weekend?
And so, can you remind me how many years did it run as a two-weekend event, and has it been a while?
Sure. It's been a while, yeah.
And the longer it goes, probably the more resistance, if it's working out okay. Yeah. Because there are people who will say, you pick the one weekend of the year where I have a wedding, you know, what can you say?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Where do people go for, between this interview, which is going to be heard Wednesday and Saturday, where can people count on getting the best information, assuming they can't find your glorious brochure? They go online to Facebook or to a website. You want to?
Or they go to?
Remind us, sir.
LakeSuperior2020.com.
Great. Is there a Facebook just listed under Lake Superior 2020?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The little blue tourist information site.
Yes, outside right on the lake shore. And
they should be well stocked.
Okay.
As well as the one in the north end of town here.
Yep. And Thompson Hill. They've been really great about handing out brochures for us.
Okay. So the Hool Visitor Center in Two Harbors, east end of Duluth, the little kiosk. I can never know what to call that.
Right.
The and on Blue Thompson House. Hill. Little and, Blue House. Okay.
Yeah, Thompson Hill.
Fantastic. Yep. Well, Paul and Gail, I appreciate your time. Is there something else that people should know about the 2020 Art Tour 2022?
We love to talk with our customers. It's just so different from selling work in a gallery. So part of the joy of the whole thing is meeting the customers that come through and visit us.
I'm getting the impression it's a really different opportunity. The word unique is overused, but for some artists, this is really the best chance they get to have this kind of interaction.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And it's very gratifying. Well,
it sounds like you really look forward to these interactions. So no pressure, folks. When you come and visit Paul and Gail at their place on the Hill Road in Alden Township, you can just hang out and not talk, but they'd really like it if you did open up your mouth, right, guys? And ask some questions and find out about your history as artists. I mean,
Yep. And our site is GR, host site, GR/PZ. And it's Gail Rosenquist and Paul Zolden are the hosts.
What is it that Gail Rosenquist and Paul Zolden do artistically? I am remiss. You guys, I know what you do, but could you share for the audience what each of your work focuses on? Paul, first, if you'd like.
My work is functional pottery. Mostly formed on with a potter's wheel, and also I do some slab building also, and do some slab formed pieces, and all once fired. And
I'm also a potter, and my work is functional, and it's more leaning toward the art world, the fine arts.
The fine art.
I have fine art training, and so I don't always make traditional forms or finished traditional pieces. They are sculpted also, but functional.
And the work changes over time?
And the work is always evolving.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm sure it does for you too, Paul, no matter how functional you might think it is.
Yeah, it does. It does evolve. I'm very interested in glazes and interacting in different glazes. Some of my pieces might have 4 to 5 layers of glaze on them.
Wow.
It's very fascinating to me to have the glazes teach me how they should be used.
And so, there is chemistry and physics, but there's also experiential learning. And, I mean, you kind of want to know what to expect, but you probably see things that teach you that aren't in the books.
Right.
And we also teach each other all the time.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, and Gail's, she's spending a lot of time on each piece doing carving into the clay, and that's something I don't do too much. And also a more recent set of artwork that you've been working on right now is trees and roots.
In ceramic basis, though.
I've been photographing the cedar trees in
At Gooseberry State Park.
Gooseberry Falls State Park. Mm-hmm. And the roots are amazing, and just the trees, and there's a lot to it. The studying trees and how they function with each other and the environment. And they're quite amazing. So they're going into some of my work, a series of mugs and some wall pieces.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that it's rather like a diorama on the outside of your pots, on the surface of the pots. And
yeah, because we have a circumference, so you've got to make that loop. And in the course of that, you're seeing an unfolding of relationships, perhaps.
Between the trees.
And that's just, just beautiful to imagine. Yeah. I can't wait to take it in, folks. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will see you in person, but any of the folks listening today, you're welcome to go anywhere that attracts you on the studio and art tour that is Lake Superior 2020. And I thank you both, Paul and Gail, for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Leo.
Yeah, thank you, Leo, so much. We sure appreciate this.
Well, I think it's safe to say that a lot of people appreciate what this event brings to the community, so it's the least we could do, really, and wish you a lot of success this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. This is Leo for KTWH. I've just been speaking with Paul Zoldan and Gail Rosenquist, who are organizers, among other things, as well as being exhibiting artists at the Lake Superior 2020 Studio and Art Tour.